Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, May 28th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Donald Trump back in the news. The Washington Post reporting Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance, a very far-left individual, will convene a grand jury to decide whether members of the Trump Organization broke the law. The panel will sit 3 days a week for the next 6 months. The former president responding on his personal webpage, writing, quote, New York City and state are suffering the highest crime rates in their history, and instead of going after murderers, drug dealers, human traffickers, and others, they come after Donald Trump, unquote. Well, the state and city are not suffering the highest crime rates in their history, but there is an explosive surge in violent crime. Next, more good news on COVID, at least in the USA. The vaccination rate for adults passing 50% this week, 130 million Americans fully vaxxed, 60% have at least one injection. New cases of the virus down a whopping 92% since January. Health experts predict the country will reach the so-called herd immunity by August. Attention now turning to the origins of COVID. Top Biden aide Dr. Anthony Fauci, remember him? Says he's not entirely convinced anymore the virus evolved naturally. The doctor now believes the federal government should investigate whether the virus escaped from a lab in Wuhan, China. You think? Better late than never, right, Doc? Finally, Jewish Americans on edge as anti-Semitic attacks rise across the country. There are now 26 separate hate crime probes from L.A. to New York since fighting between Israel and Hamas broke out earlier this month. Most assaults taking place at Jewish restaurants, businesses, and synagogues. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy introducing new legislation that would expand protection for American Jewish citizens. The NYPD has already deployed 100 additional officers into Jewish neighborhoods. Bias assaults up 100% compared to the same time last year. So, Asians, Jews, African Americans, all are in jeopardy from hate crimes right now, and this has to stop. Coming up, the message of the day, listeners sounding off. We'll be right back with that.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day. Listeners sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill, at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. First letter is from Theron Price, Camarillo, California. Mr. O'Reilly, I don't understand why some are offended at President Biden hosting George Floyd's family at the White House. Whether they want the attention or not, the fact remains that the national debate for the past 12 months has revolved around George Floyd and, by extension, his family. It is totally appropriate to host the Floyd family and also reject the defund the police movement. Two things can be true at the same time. Deborah Salem, Oregon. How do other countries with mixed races get along? Is it just America that has all this trouble constantly? No, Deborah, most countries in the world have racial strife. France, for example, It's intense between original French citizens and the new Muslim immigrants. It is violent. It is almost out of control in France. In the UK, in the big cities like London and Manchester, there's also terrible racial strife. You can't go into some neighborhoods if you are a certain color. There are ethnic tensions throughout Asia. If you go to Singapore, the Indian population and the Muslim population are deadly enemies on that island nation. So this is all over the world, unfortunately. It's hard for people to get along. I don't know why, but that's the truth. Brian in Neptune Beach, Florida. Hey, Bill, if businesses want to require a vaccine card, they can forget about me spending my money there. A private business has no right to tell me what to do with my health. No, but they do have the right, Brian, to put standards on their front door. So they can say, no shirt, no shoes, no service, right? We've seen that millions of times. So some businesses, but I don't think very many because they're going to lose a lot of money, have a big sign. You have to have a mask if you want to come in the store. I'm not going in the store. I'm not going to do that. I'll go to another store. I live on Long Island where there are a lot of stores. So I'm not wearing a mask anymore. Not going to do it. And if a business requires that, I'll take my business elsewhere. And I think that's the logical system, right? Robert is in Davenport, Florida. The Chinese government did more than just cover up the origin of COVID. They contributed to its spread and subsequent deaths of millions when they failed to restrict millions of Chinese citizens from traveling outside China during the 2020 Lunar New Year holiday period. Absolutely true, Robert. Absolutely true. The communist government in Beijing could not care less about what happens in the rest of the world. This virus came out of that Wuhan lab in China. I don't believe it was purposeful. I believe they botched the research there, and then the Chinese government didn't care about what happened in the rest of the world. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com and please check out my number one book, Killing the Mob. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Recent surveys from Gallup show a majority of Americans still refusing to fly until their families are fully vaccinated. While air travel remains down 50% from 2019, folks are now returning to the great outdoors, as they say. Campsites, RV rentals, up 200% since the pandemic. But if you're heading into the woods this summer, beware. You may brush up against the biggest land predator in North America, the bear. And we're not talking Yogi. From Alaska to southern Texas, there are three types of bears in North America. The most numerous, the black bear. You can find the animal in 40 states. The predators typically weigh about 300 pounds, live for 20 years. The species also the most dexterous. The animal can turn doorknobs, unscrew jars of food, even open zippers of sleeping bags. There are more than 900,000 black bears in the continental USA. Next, the brown bear, better known as the grizzly. Before Europeans arrived in North America, the grizzly existed in most Western states. Today, It lives primarily in Alaska, Canada, and some parts of Montana and Wyoming. There are an estimated 55,000 grizzly bears in the wild, typically weighing 700 pounds. Now, I saw two grizzlies up close in Alaska. Ferocious. The last bear is also the most dangerous, the polar bear. In this country, the animal can only be found in northern Alaska. The predator can grow to 9 feet and weigh 1,500 pounds, dwarfing the grizzly. Human expansion into the Arctic has sparked a growing conflict between polar bears and the folks. There are typically 20 attacks a year on humans from polar bears. And those bears run fast. You can't get away. Here's something else you might not know. After human beings, the bear is considered the smartest mammal in North America. Grizzlies even camouflage their scent by rolling around in wild flowers in order to sneak up on you. You barely know they're there. Thank you. Be right back.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.